living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Omega-3 fatty acids can turn back the clock. That's the telomere clock, and improve markers of aging. This report comes from Brain Behavior and Immunity. It was published September 23rd, 2012. So before getting into the study, I want to talk a little bit about omega-3s quickly and telomeres. Kind of put this into context and why I believe this is a great study and it's really important. It has, in my opinion, a lot of implication towards longevity, living healthier longer. All those things sound good, right? So first of all, remember, I consider omega-3 fats to be a foundational supplement. In this country, the American diet, the standard American diet, which is SAD, SAD, we overconsume a type of fat called omega-6, and we underconsume omega-3s. So we have this high 6-to-3 ratio that can be pro-inflammatory. And we know that inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disorders. So we need to improve that. We need to bring down the sixes, bring up the threes. Now, that's not to say omega-6s are bad, right? I don't really like to use those kind of words, bad fats and stuff like that. But that ratio needs to improve. That ratio needs to come down. That would simply be better for us. So we need to consume more omega-3s. But we're not going to be able to, you know, the dietary sources, ultimately fish. That's where most of us, you know, get the omega-3s, but we're, you know, unless we really significantly changed our daily diet, supplementation really is important. So I've my book, The Supplement Pyramid, I list out four foundational products. The omega-3 oils are the second foundational product, multivitamin, omega-3 oils, CoQ10, and probiotics. I strongly believe, and I strongly encourage my listeners to at least be doing those four products, and you'll see significant improvements in health, energy, how you feel. These aren't miracles. I'm not that type of doctor. You guys know that. My listeners know I don't use words like that. But listen, these four products are important. Okay. So, but now the omega-3s. Quickly, just to end here, and then I'll talk about telomeres. People always ask me, well, what's the best when it comes to supplementing? Okay. What's the best source? Is it fish? Is it flax? Plant-based versus fish? I mean, that's a debate that always goes on. And, you know, the key omega-3s are called EPA and DHA. And they have these long chemical names. I'm not going to go into that. But EPA and DHA are longer chain omega-3s. These are the ones that have the real benefit in the human body. And that's ultimately what you want. Now, there's nothing wrong with flax seed, chia seed, or nuts, plant-based sources. The issue really is the type of omega-3 that those sources provide. They provide a shorter chain, or what is sometimes called a medium chain omega-3, and your body converts that into the longer chain EPA, DHA. We have shown, even here at Life Extension, we've shown, because we can there's fatty acid profiles we can check now with blood, and we've shown people on, you know, or people using flax-based products or chia seed-based products or plant-based products to improve omega-3 profiles. It just doesn't work because the body's not really good at making that conversion. So it really does mean, when it comes to supplementing with omega-3s, fish oil is probably your best source. Now, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you don't want to do that, then you can maybe try algae sources in combination with the plant-based sources, and that's fine. But it's fish oil that provides already, right there in the soft gel, EPA, DHA, and you don't have to worry about converting it. It's that simple. Okay. So what about this idea of a telomere? And I know we've talked about that briefly before on my show. Let's just make sure we understand why this is important. So you have chromosomes, right? All of your DNA is packed together in these things called chromosomes. And it has to do that because the amount of DNA is so massive in the cell, it would take up the whole cell if the body didn't kind of pack away the DNA, the genes, into these little suitcases called chromosomes. And at the end of each one of these chromosomes are these caps. A good analogy is to look at a shoelace. And, you know, the ends of the shoelace have that little plastic part, you know, that allows you to tie it easier. It helps the shoelace last longer, that type of thing. That's kind of like the telomere of the chromosome. It caps the chromosome. It protects the chromosome. But every time the chromosome replicates itself so that the cell can divide, that plastic part, that little telomere part, becomes a little frayed. To a point where it gets so frayed, it's so decreased in size, that the cell eventually says, okay, I've had my lifespan, I've done enough dividing, I'm going to go ahead and undergo what is called apoptosis, programmed cell death. So the telomere is really kind of like the biological clock for the cell. Every time the cell divides, it has to divide the chromosome. Every time it does that, the telomere gets shorter and shorter and shorter, to a point where it just says, okay, you've divided enough. That's enough. You've done your job, cell. It's time to move on and allow younger cells to come in. And so there's a lot of research looking at ways of controlling the telomere length. And the theory when it comes to longevity is, if I can preserve the telomere length, it's going to allow the cell to function longer. And there's evidence, too, that when you preserve telomere length, you're not just keeping an old cell old. There's some evidence that shows that telomere somehow is able to preserve, optimal function in that cell as well. Okay, although a lot of that's still being worked out, but that's kind of where we're at. So here you have a study showing that omega-3 fatty acid supplementation, now this was a supplement study, could help to preserve that telomere cap at the end of the chromosome. So as I said, this was published in Brain, Behavior, and Immunity. They found that there was a protective effect for omega-3 fatty acids in the preservation of telomere length among middle-aged and older men and women. The study actually expanded upon the findings of a trial described in the summer of 2012 in the Life Extension Update, in which supplementation with the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, were associated with a decrease in inflammation among overweight adults. The current investigation revealed an increase in telomere length and associated with reductions in the patient's plasma omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. Remember that ratio I talked about? So when you take omega-3 supplements, you improve that 6-to-3 ratio. You get it closer to about 4-to-1, 3-to-1, 2-to-1. There's some doctors who believe it should be 1-to-1, that ratio. For every omega-6 you eat, you should be eating omega-3. Okay, but somewhere around 4-to-1, 3-to-1, 2-to-1, that's probably a healthy ratio. The average American is eating about a 20-to-1 ratio, omega-6 to omega-3. So in this study, ultimately what they were measuring was that ratio, and the ratio decreased, meaning there was an increase in omega-3s and a drop in omega-6. They used about, it says here, about 1.25 grams to 2.5 grams of EPA and DHA daily. Those who received the omega-3 fatty acids also had reduced levels of oxidative stress, and they talk about how they were able to measure that. And the ultimate conclusion was that the omega-3s lower inflammation, decrease oxidative stress, and help to preserve the telomere. So you have multiple functions happening within the cell. You're decreasing the inflammation around the cell, in the cell. You're preserving the telomeres when you improve that 6-to-3 ratio with omega-3 supplementation. And ultimately what the authors believe then is inflammation might be driving the decrease in the telomere length. So by controlling chronic inflammation with omega-3s, we're able to control the telomere, which means the cell could live longer and function better for a longer time. That's the power of omega-3 fatty acids. Make sure you're taking them every day. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.